Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today we have part two of the Q&A of how I overcame my body obsession. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to part one, press pause right now and skip back. We've got part one where I answered several questions that you guys gave me on Instagram about, you know, just some tips that you guys needed and how to really, you know, move forward and shift your mindset to not become obsessed. So part two here, I've got several more questions to answer. So thanks again to all of you that submitted them. But the first one we're going to dive right in is, how did you find balance between reaching your goals and not becoming obsessed? So this is a great question because, you know, there's nothing wrong with being dedicated and having goals and working hard at them and doing all the right things. I think there is a fine line between that dedication and then like either people thinking that you're obsessed or maybe you are becoming obsessed. So there's some questions that I want you to ask yourself. Number one is chasing my goal taking away from my happiness? And I think you really need to sit down and think about that. Okay. So is chasing my goal taking away from my happiness? And some ways that you can find that is to think, am I missing out on my life? Am I missing out on spending time with my loved ones or fun social gatherings because I'm so afraid that I'm going to do something or eat something or drink something that's not going to allow me to reach my goals? So if the answer to that is yes, and that you are missing out on things that you really truly want to do that may fill up, you know, your soul and your tank, but you're missing out because you're so afraid that it's going to take you further away from reaching your goals, then I would take a look at what your goals are and I would take a look at how you're trying to reach them. The second one that I want you to ask yourself is reaching my goals taking away from the quality of my life? So for this one, this was a big yes for me because I was becoming so obsessed with working out and eating and it was taking away from the quality of my life. I was actually really tired. I wasn't super happy. I wasn't very positive because I constantly had this shame and negativity surrounded around my body image. So it was taking away from the quality of my life. On top of that, I wasn't going to social gatherings. I, you know, wasn't going out to dinner with my boyfriend at the time, or maybe even fiance at the time. We weren't married yet, but yeah, it took away from all that stuff, right? So for me, it was a very clear answer. So I want you to just be honest with yourself. Think about it. But on the other hand of that, you are trying to reach some goals and that you're very dedicated in reaching those goals and you're okay. Like you feel good. You feel like you've got balance in your life. You're still able to meet up with friends. You still don't feel that guilt about going out to dinner. If a friend asks you, then you're doing good. Like then I would say it's not really an obsession. But just remember, at the end of the day, if you're having to say no to things that you really want to say yes to, then, you know, you're going down the wrong path because I missed out on a lot of opportunities to connect with my friends, to be there for them, to support them, to celebrate them, or just to celebrate myself too. I missed out on a lot of those things for a period of my life. And so I definitely have regret when it comes to that. So just remember that. Just remember those questions when you're kind of teetering that line of dedication versus obsessed. Okay. Next question. How do you change your mindset from believing skinnier is better? So a very similar kind of tool here. I want you to ask yourself some questions. First one is, who actually cares if you are skinnier? Will being skinnier make you a better person? I want to repeat that one. Will being skinnier make you a better person? What are you willing to compromise to get skinnier? Because if you're taking drastic measures that are not healthy or it's taken away from that happiness or that quality of life that I talked about, is being skinnier actually worth it? I want you to ask yourself, would you rather be skinny or would you rather be happy and healthy? Now, listen to me. What I'm not saying here is don't worry about your health. Don't worry about reaching goals. Just be happy. Because healthy is the key word here. Happy and healthy. Not happy and unhealthy. Okay. So what I'm not saying is like, go out and eat whatever you want, do whatever you want, just because happiness is the ultimate outcome. I'm saying still do it in a very, very healthy way. But would you rather be skinny or would you rather be happy and healthy with maybe 5 more pounds on you, right? Like you have to weigh those two options there. For me, it's always going to be, I want to be happy and healthy. First and foremost, I don't even step on the scale. So that doesn't even matter to me. But even the size of my clothes, let's just say that, that's not how I define my health. And that's not how I define my fitness, is based on any of those external factors. It's how I feel and how balanced I feel. That's how I define what my, you know, health success is. That's an important question to ask yourself, you know, to weigh those options, that would you rather be skinny or would you rather be happy and healthy? Healthy and skinny are not the same thing, you guys. So I just want you to know that someone can be skinny, but they could be at their unhealthiest point in their life. I'm not saying that's everybody by any means, but just keep that in mind, that skinny doesn't equal happiness. So don't think that once you get down to a certain weight or a certain size that you're just, it's going to click and your fingers are going to snap and you're going to become happy. So just stop correlating those two things. And I think then you can really decide what are realistic goals for you. But the biggest thing for me is my long-term health. So is being skinny now or doing something that is unhealthy to get skinny, is it worth it now? Or would I rather reap the long-term benefits of taking care of my body the proper way, and at that maybe at the cost of a couple more pounds? So you got to ask their questions. And that's what really helped me define where I wanted to go. All right, this next question I really love. So how do you stay so confident in your body even when you don't feel confident? And as I've said before, I certainly have those moments, right? I have moments of time where, you know, I am in my own head or I'm feeling down and, you know, whatever. First and foremost, I want you to know that there's a lot of things that you can be confident about. Your confidence shouldn't only depend on how you view your body. So I want you to be confident in who you are as a person. Who you are at the core isn't going to change if you've gained 20 pounds or lost 20 pounds. Yes, you're, you know, if you're doing something that is making you the best version of yourself, then okay. But who you are at the core isn't going to change. So focus more on who you are as a person, who you are to other people, how you treat them, what your contribution is to this world. All of those things are so much more important than the confidence that you feel in your body. And I will tell you that when you start to walk with greater confidence about who you are, not how you look, but who you are, and you keep telling yourself how proud you are of an accomplishment at work, or the type of wife you are, the mother you are, or the friend you are, or how kind you are and empathetic you are to people. When you start telling yourself those things and you start associating confidence with those things, the body confidence will come, okay? Because you're conditioning your mind to think positively and think and reward yourself and recognize yourself for things that you're doing. And then that confidence level will rise. And therefore, that's going to help bring that body confidence level come up. But don't let the body confidence be the leader of it all. Okay. So shift that. When you want to be confident, define confidence for you. And this really stems into the next question that I got. So I'm kind of merging the two here, but the question was, I feel great during and after workouts until I see myself in the mirror. How do I not let my reflection change how I feel about my body? This really is a prime example of when you can keep that high confidence of, I just worked out, I feel great, I'm strong, you know, I pushed myself, I'm proud of myself, I'm so happy that I did what I did, right? And so use that high as the confidence that you speak into yourself. And don't let, when you walk into the mirror, all of that vanish away, because you're still all those things. No matter what you see on the other side, you are still all those things. And so, you know, continue to talk about that. And again, finding that appreciation for your body, I think, is so important. At every stop in your journey, you have to find the appreciation. So even though it may not be where you want to be, you at least know this is a stepping stone to get you there. And that's what you have to continue to remember and appreciate. We can't have things overnight. They're all going to take work. You know, anything that's worth it is going to take work. So your journey of health and your journey of fitness, it's going to take time. You're going to have times when you feel really good and you're going to have times when you feel really bad. Motivation and demotivation, it's going to come. Everybody has that. Okay, but don't let that define your overall happiness. Don't let it define your overall confidence. Understand that you're going to have those moments. It's okay to have those moments, but then you wake up the next day and you make those decisions that get you to the right state of mind. All right, guys, so I'm going to address a couple of these questions here with some quick answers. First one is advice for someone who has always been active, fit, and eats well, but not seeing changes. I actually did a podcast on this about being metabolically fit. So I want you to go listen to it. It gives a lot of really great explanations and resources even. If you are that person that eats well, exercises, but just you're not seeing the changes in your body or you're just not feeling your best still, there could be a deeper issue that's going on. And that's your body's signal to say, hey, pay attention. Something's not right. Something's not balanced inside your body. So that could be anywhere from, you know, hormone function to an unhealthy gut to burnout to adrenal fatigue. So what I would encourage you to do is first listen to that podcast, listen to some of those symptoms that we talked about in that podcast. And maybe it's something where you need to go see a functional doctor or somebody that can run some testing on you to see if there are any underlying issues that are preventing your body from reaching the level that you want it to. All right, my next question here is, how do you figure out what calorie count works best for your body? This is really tricky for me to say over a podcast without knowing you or, you know, knowing your lifestyle or what your body really needs. But I would say what I do is really, you got to listen to your body. You got to work with your body. You got to go through a couple phases of testing different calories out and listening to your body and how you feel and what the response is, what your energy levels are. Gosh, I don't even know how many calories I eat anymore. But when I was tracking stuff in a healthy way, because I do think there's value in that, I was eating around 1,500 to 1,800 calories a day. And I'm 5'2 and I weigh 100 and I don't even know because I haven't weighed myself in a while. I'm between 115 and 120. So I'm eating 15 probably to 1,700 calories because I'm active. I'm constantly on the go. And I know that that's where my body is best. So you really have to learn what works best for your body. I would never, never, never go below 1,200 calories, but honestly, even like 1,400 calories. Our bodies need calories, especially if you're an active person, if you're a mom chasing around your kids, if you're working out and constantly on the go, you need to make sure you're fueling your body properly. So under eating is going to really cause a lot of harm. And it's also going to sometimes bring on excess body fat because your body needs it. So in that answer, I know it's not really black and white, but what I encourage you to do is really kind of see where you're at with a calorie standpoint, how much you're, you know, consistently putting in your body every day, and then evaluate, how are you feeling? Are you really tired at night or in the afternoon? You know, do you feel good during your workouts or do you feel like you are kind of lightheaded? Like all of those things are big, big, big red flags to say you're not having enough calories into your body. But then obviously on the flip side of that, you don't want to overeat and overconsume calories because at the end of the day, it is a science of calories in, calories out. So, you know, that's where you need to, again, kind of see where you're at and then see how your body feels. If you're overeating, most likely you're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to notice it in your waistline. You're probably going to be bloated. You're going to put on some weight. So that's going to tell you that you need to trim it down a little bit. Once again, guys, thank you so much for submitting your questions. I really enjoyed listening to them and being able to get on here and provide some insight and my own feedback on how to help you and how to even, you know, help you help others, because that's what it's all about. It's about spreading this message, spreading this love, and, you know, listening to it, applying it to your life, but then passing on that information. So with that being said, I would love if you shared, you know, this podcast with a friend who has not heard about coffee and kettlebells. It would mean so much to me. Again, my mission is to just spread love and light and passion into everything that I do and to serve all of you so you can be the best versions of yourself and love yourself and just feel that empowerment. Because when you do, it's a beautiful thing. And I want you all to experience that. So thanks again for tuning in and I will talk to you later. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.